You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, your boys have a trending report for you. We like to keep you in the know. The Broncos.
Good
job.
Did
you guys fly the flag yesterday?
Nope.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, buddy. It's not going up the rest of the season.
Cause and effect. Nobody expected them to beat Dallas yesterday, and they did. And they whipped them.
Yeah.
I started to post on social media. Von who? Question mark. And then I thought, no. Don't. People are too sensitive about stuff like that. So. Now they come home to play Philadelphia this Sunday at Mile High Stadium. The Avalanche are in the midst of another long break. They don't play again until Thursday. What are they doing with their time? Just sitting around?
Snacking.
Spending their money?
Yeah.
Ball Arena. We'll be cooking tonight, though. The Nuggets are in town to host the Miami Heat. Ooh. Hey, travel restrictions being lifted for the United States starting today. It's the first time in 20 months.
Whoa, nice.
That the United States is allowing fully vaccinated travelers to visit from other countries. Jeremy, the new rules will allow air travel as long as the travelers have A, proof of vaccination, and B, a negative COVID-19 test.
Okay, all right.
But good. If somebody gets in their car, and let's just say they're driving down from Canada or they're driving up from Mexico, they will need to show proof of vaccination, but not a test. I don't know why it's different if you're in your car versus on a plane.
I don't know.
What's the diff? Anyway, travel opens back up today. Now, when it comes to these other countries, which country is the greatest country in the world? It's funny how they rank these. Did they say it's based on? Let me go back up. How they say perceived on 6 different scales, Jer.
Okay.
Including the country's governance, in other words, how we think about how they govern, their friendliness, their culture, and quality of life. Mix all that together in one big stew, and the greatest country on the globe, Germany.
What the, huh? All right. Good to know.
5th year in a row. Man, Germany's got a really badass PR department.
People
man.
Like Working Germany.
People be liking Germany. Canada's, you know, that's the thing. Everybody seems to like Canada, don't they?
They seem so friendly.
They just do.
And that Justin guy up there is just a handsome gentleman. Seems very nice.
Japan, number 3.
All right.
Italy, number 4.
Hey, marinara.
Now, I know there's some people crossing their arms right now saying, what about the United States of America? Where's America? America's number 8.
Oh, boy.
The good news is, though, we moved up from 10. We have notched our way up. Two spots. What part do you think we need to work on the most? The government, governance, the friendliness, or the culture?
I'm not getting into any of that.
I don't want to talk about any of the other things I got. What do you got?
Well, here's some big trending news of the morning. It's the National Toy Hall of Fame. They have announced the 3 toys that they're going to be shoving into their little toy museum. We're looking at the American Girl dolls going in. Yes, my
Iconic.
Sister had all of those, and they've got the shops, and they're still very popular.
Is your sister like you? Does she save all of her stuff?
I think
from
she probably still has those. Again, the OG original ones. Hey, one of these days it might be worth a couple bucks. The game Risk.
Loved
and
it.
Number 3, Sand. Sand has been entered into the Toy Hall of Fame. You know, because you go out and build sand castles and,
sure.
you know, get it in your ears and your butt crack and stuff.
My neighbor across the street when I was in first grade, Tom Lockhart.
Yeah?
He had a bodacious sand pit
in
there,
the sandbox.
His dad
yeah.
built for them.
That's cool.
Like handcrafted, and it was just,
look at
oh.
that. That neighborhood cats love those things, too.
Now, that is true. We would find cat turds
oh,
in
yeah.
The
cats go in those sandboxes like crazy.
So I remember, in fact, I kind of have a memory of this, even though it was that long ago. I remember saying something, trying to shame my dad into building one.
Mm-hmm.
Since Tom Lockhart's dad had built him that one. And my dad just kind of stared at me for a second. He's like, well, why can't you just go across the street and play in that one?
Exactly.
Why do there have to be 2 right next door to each other?
Okay,
there's a great
Papa.
Sandpit. Go play in Tom's.
Yes, Papa.
Yeah.
He scampered across the street.
Did you have a sand pit?
I did, yeah. We called it a sandbox. A pit sounds a little ominous. like that big pit monster in Return of the Jedi. That sounds a little scary. It was just a sandbox.
Sandbox.
So, yeah. Anyway, sand is in the Toy Hall of Fame. If you're looking for something new to add to Thanksgiving this year, Food and Wine Magazine, very fancy, very classy, has suggested adding a gravy fountain as your centerpiece on the table. It's like a chocolate fountain, but it's filled with gravy, you guys.
Who could be mad at that?
I'd stick anything I could in there. And I do mean anything. Grandma, close your eyes. That sounds really good, though, if you just, you know, you could take a scoop of your mashed potatoes and just shove it into the gravy fountain and into your mouth. Anyway, there's some pictures of a gravy fountain and an article on our Facebook if you want to check it out. Everybody needs to have one of these.
I would be tempted to experiment with other foods.
Into the gravy?
Yeah, I mean, if you got
sure
a gravy fountain, you'd want to hold other things.
You can put whatever you want in there.
Some of that pumpkin pie and put that under the gravy fountain?
Speaking of cats, shove the cat into it. Why not? Hey, I got a gravy cat. Pandemic-related labor shortages are now hitting the North Pole, sadly. Santa's elves might not make it out to as many malls this year. That sounds like there could be an elf shortage. There's a website called HireSanta.com, and they help with Santa's requests to get all the elves out to the malls. And the head elf there is talking about issues that they're facing. 121% increase in Santa requests, and they only have about 85% Santas available to staff all these places. So,
My goodness.
And as you would expect, a lot of the elves don't want to work this year because, you know, there's zero social distancing with that. And a ton of people hanging out at the malls. So you got to be careful. Those little elves are very old, so they can't be around all this kind of stuff.
Quite a funny story a few years ago where they interviewed these Santa's helpers mm-hmm. who work, and the number of stories about urination on them.
Oh, yeah. Some
kids
just
are
wait.
Scared. A lot of them are crying and stuff like that, and they sit on Santa's lap and psst.
I say Santa needs to pee on him back, honestly. It's the only way they're going to learn.
Well, then he's going to jail. The kids, not so much. Once you retire,
there's even less Santas. back at you. Here's some political news floating around this morning. So don't get mad. Don't everybody freak out. But at the climate summit in Scotland last week, I guess President Biden, old P-dubs, farted. He let out a big one in front of Camilla Parker Bowles, the Duchess of Cornhole. And I guess she's talking about it like crazy. She's telling everyone that Biden was standing there and he ripped one.
Farting,
and her quote is, it was long and loud and impossible to ignore.
It's like yours.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to go big, you know. So anyway, dude's 79 years old and, you know, they're probably snacking a lot at this event. And who knows what he ate. And
Fiber
hey,
One.
Sometimes
like that.
You just got to let it go, even if it's in Scotland at the climate summit. Talking about emissions. Hey, speaking of tooting, did you see that the beans are coming as emojis now?
We're finally
getting bean emojis.
Perfect.
Finally. When would you use those? right?
I don't know.
Somebody's going to be naughty with them.
Listen, I am not a multi-emoji user. I've got my standard 3 to 5, and that's about it.
That's it, huh?
Do you use like hundreds of emojis? Is that a topic for our show?
I try to find one because you can type in a word and see if an emoji pops up for it, and I'll throw the emoji in. Mm. Yeah. So you're going to be thinking about how I'm going to work beans into a conversation now. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook.
Bean thinking about it.
We're having chili tonight. Beans, you know. Facebook, find us there. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the photo and the link and the article, blah, 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 to a 9-foot-tall video game joystick made out of wood, rubber, and steel. It's now the world's largest video game joystick. It's 9-foot-tall, and it actually works.
Well, that was my next question. Is it actually plugged into something?
Yeah, you can play old Atari games with it because it's an old Atari-like joystick. It's pretty cool. It takes two people to operate, and I think the best part is that it actually works. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.